says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, we country folks can survive. And Hank Williams Jr. is not referring to just folks that live out in the country. He's referring to all of us white folks. This is our, I'll take the word country to mean country. This is our country, and we are country folks. This is James Kelso. You're listening live to the Trump Phenomenon radio program here on September 15th, 2016. We will try to get in some of your phone calls at 512-716-1603 and save those first six digits and then add at the end two additional numbers, the four digits 1883 and 1897. 512-716-1603 or 1883 or 1897. And with us today, let me see how much of our crew we have here with us today. George and Paul, are you both there?
George is here too.
Oh, great. Well, this is going to be a heck of a show. It's a heck of a day. The good news that we thought was so good yesterday only got better today. I'm not going to keep it a secret, folks. The LA Times poll has Trump now leading by 6 points. Wow. And yeah, it was 5 yesterday. It was 3 the day before that. It was 1 the day before that. It was a tie the day before that.
You know, it's also interesting, James, that he is he even has 20% of the black vote and close to 40% of the Hispanic vote.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes. And he is miles ahead on the white vote. She is, I mean, the white male and the male vote, man. And he's Hillary's ahead with women. But Trump leads in almost every category. And he's doing better with minorities than expected. I believe he only had 5% of the Negro vote, 3-4 weeks ago. He's up to 19% and change. I think what he's done is he's shown he's a good leader, and that if his policies are followed, there will be less competition for low end jobs or entry level jobs for young Negro, young Negroes, and it will also a better economy, one where American industry isn't sent off to China, will be good for everybody.
Yes, everybody.
And I think smarter ones see that. They say, "Yeah, this guy is right." And unlike many of the wimps and wankers and sellouts are being politicians in both parties, I think they know. I think they have a pretty good idea where Trump is coming from, and they know that they can trust him to be Donald Trump.
Well, Paul, thank you for bringing that to our audience. If Trump gets 20% of the black vote, and if it's trending even higher, and he gets 40% of the Hispanic vote, it's game, set, match. It's over for Hillary Clinton. And that may be showing up in this 6% lead that we see on the LA Times poll today. I studied the LA Times poll to see, why is this poll so good? Why is it so, why do I like this so much, and why does it seem to have the pulse right? Well, they're doing something that no other poll does. And that is, instead of asking in an election between Trump and Clinton, who would you vote for? And then everybody that doesn't have, isn't sure, they're just left out of the poll. They do a different thing. They say, tell us your enthusiasm level for Clinton on a scale of 0 to 100. Now tell us your enthusiasm level for Trump on a scale of 0 to 100. That's much more revealing. Much more revealing. You're not asking the person for the cut and dried, well, who are you going to vote for? Come on, who are you voting for? Come on, tell me. you're not putting that pressure on the person. You're just saying, zero, you know, people like love that kind of thing. 0 to 10, you know, how good is this one? 0 to 10, you know, people love that kind of question. 0 to 100, how good is Trump? 0 to 100, what do you think of Clinton? Well, here's what this does, George and Paul and audience. It gives a 100% participation rate in their poll, the LA Times USC poll, so that everybody, unless somebody votes 50 for Clinton and 50 for Trump, everybody has voiced a preference. The LA Times counts that as a vote for that candidate. So, the you know, in their poll today, here's the result. Trump is at, let me find it. Here we go. Trump is at 47. Clinton is at 41. 6 points. Now, they don't even factor in Johnson, Gary Hu, or Jill Stein. Probably because this is what is called a tracking poll, and that is they're taking a set population of people and tracking those same people. That gives us extra reliability in this poll. They're tracking those same people, that same population, and they maybe they didn't. Johnson and Stein were not, when they formulated the poll, Johnson and Stein were too much of a variable to include them. So they just went with Trump and Clinton. So, but now, more good news. The CBS News New York Times poll today, it's never shown, it's always shown Clinton in a lead, and sometimes by huge leads. Today, it's a tie. Nice. That's with Johnson in the poll. It's Clinton 42, Trump 42, Johnson 8, which doesn't get him into the debate. In how many days? 11 days. John ain't going to make it. And the CBS News poll is one of the polls by which the Commission on Presidential Debates has declared we will make our determination as to who gets on the stage other than Clinton and Trump using basically the media polls, Fox, CBS, NBC, CNN, and there's one other, I forget which it is. Might be the LA Times poll, actually.
I think you said it was yesterday, James.
Well, there you go.
So, the LA poll, Times poll was one of the five that they would be consulting. This is absolutely huge. This is mega big.
Yes, it is. So Johnson, no way he's going to make it. I mean, they got 11 days. The Commission on Presidential Debates, man, they're dragging out their determination, they call it, to the last minute here. They can't possibly announce who's going to be in the debate, you know, with like only a week to go. How do you prepare a debate on that sort of basis? How do Trump and Clinton prepare for an opponent on the stage with only a week? That you can't do that to people that are working 24 hours a day on the campaign trail. Not fair. So I think they've got to announce, I mean, somebody out there in the audience, maybe they've announced today and I missed it. So if anybody in our audience knows something about the latest determinations of the Commission on Presidential Debates, let us know. But I expect that determination will have to come out in the next, you know, days. And they will have no way to put Johnson in with the numbers he has now and still abide by their pre-announced principles and standards. More good news. The electoral count. We talked about the fact that Trump is now leading in Ohio and Florida, clearly two key swing states. Well, at Real Clear Politics, in their electoral poll, they have not yet caught up to that news. They have not yet credited Ohio as leaning Trump, nor Florida leaning Trump. That is happening. That's 47 electoral votes. Even without that, they have already credited other states leaning to Trump or departing the Clinton camp, so that the count now is 200 electoral votes for Clinton, 164 for Trump. That's closer than it's ever been. She's lower than she's ever been. He's higher than he's ever been. 174 undecideds. But remember, in that 174 are the 47 votes of Florida and Ohio, which are going to go Trump.
Jamie, I think you've just said probably one of the truest statements that has ever been said on the Trump phenomenon, and that is Hillary is lower than she's ever been, but she just keeps getting lower in every possible sense of the word.
Yes, exactly. So she's flat on her face in the floor of her van, on her van. How low can you go? Yes, this is a
lower still, I'm afraid. Lower.
Yeah,
still.
Limbo stick, limbo low. How low can Hillary go? She can get pretty low under the limbo stick, folks. And now get this. Again, this sounds a little bit technical. Trump loves this kind of stuff. That's why he's made $10 billion, because he pays attention to technical things. But, and he is a genius. But listen to this. Of the last 10 states that Real Clear Politics, which is kind of the premier electoral counting website that we've got going right now, of the last 10 states that have made a move one direction or the other, towards Clinton, towards Trump, or, you know, to a tie, all 10 changes have been to Trump's advantage. All 10. So Real Clear Politics has changed their markings on Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Utah, Michigan, Maine, New Jersey, Missouri, Connecticut, and Colorado in Trump's direction. This is starting a week ago on 9/7. So 1 week later, they've made 10 changes. I'll give you an example. Today, they moved Colorado from leans Clinton to toss-up. Today, they moved Connecticut from likely Clinton, meaning she had it locked up, to leans Clinton. Today, they changed Missouri from toss-up to leans Trump. Wow. And today, they changed New Jersey from likely Clinton. She had it locked up. Democrats count on New Jersey. Republicans can't win in New Jersey. Well, something's happening here. Likely Clinton changed today to leans Clinton. So, my gosh. There you go. Way to lay flat.
RBN website with California displaying all these diverse Trump employees working on a campaign. They're real quiet about California, gentlemen. And you have my gentleman's bet that Trump is going to win California, and convincingly.
Well, yeah, if Trump wins California, ladies and gentlemen, then this will be one of those elections where it is truly a landslide. But just looking at what we've got here, the low-hanging fruit, boy, oh boy, when you look at this electoral map, I'm looking at it, you don't have the advantage of it, you only have my words, but boy, does it look good for Donald Trump. And there are other states that are going Trump that are big. Virginia, 13 votes, Pennsylvania, 20, North Carolina, 15. These are all listed as a toss-up now in that Real Clear Politics count. Michigan and Wisconsin listed as toss-ups. They're going to go to Trump. In Iowa, it's going to go to Trump. It's listed as a toss-up. So, and Georgia's listed as a toss-up. It's going to go to Trump. So is New Hampshire. Now, by the way, he was in New Hampshire today. It's listed as a toss-up. I think that this electoral map is a little lagging. It's behind, and I don't blame Real Clear Politics, because it's a lot of work to keep this thing up to date. Trump is moving. The Trump train is moving so fast, nobody can keep up with it, including this show. So where was Trump today? Let's shift the focus to today. Trump, two magnificent appearances. He was in Laconia, New Hampshire, at an absolutely sardine-packed high school gym, Laconia High School. That was a wonderful appearance. And he was also, even more prominently today, he was at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel at 301 Park Avenue, just at the southeastern tip of Central Park there. 47 stories, 1,413 rooms, a storied, pardon the pun, hotel. And Donald Trump was speaking there today to the Economic Club of New York. Maybe the most prestigious and oldest nonpartisan sort of lunch club, discussion club in the country. The Economic Club of New York doesn't get any more gold-plated than that. Mike Pence was there introducing Donald Trump. Let's listen in. I will hopefully drop in. Okay, there's the high school. We'll skip for now. And we'll go to the Economic Club of New York. Here is probably the president of the Economic Club, a pretty-looking lady, very well-spoken. I am going to just drop in here. I don't know her name. Here she is introducing Mike Pence.
I'm delighted to say that to introduce Mr. Trump today, we are pleased to welcome Indiana Governor and Vice Presidential candidate Mike Pence. Governor, the podium is yours, sir.
Oh, she's giving him a hug. Ooh, hug and a kiss. There's her vote.
Well, thank you, Barbara Van Allen. Thank you to members of the board, honored guests, fellows on at the head table. It is a great, great honor for this small town boy to be in the Big Apple and to introduce today the next president of the United States of America. Particular honor for me to be here at the Economic Club of New York, a historic and storied place, and a place where men and women who drive not only this great city, but much of the dynamic American economy over the decades of our nation's history in so many different ways. Each one of you makes an extraordinary difference, and I'm honored to be before you today. It's also great to be back in New York City. I've been on the campaign trail now for the last couple of months. This is my first time back since I accepted my running mate's invitation to run and serve as the next vice president of the United States of America. I was humbled to accept that invitation with my wife at my side, but I did it in a heartbeat because our party has nominated a man for president of the United States, who is the embodiment of this great city and this great nation. He is a builder, he is a dreamer, and I believe when he becomes president, he will make America great again.
Okay, so there is Mike Pence.
You know, we find ourselves on this day in the middle of September 2016 in the midst of the weakest economic recovery since the Great Recession. And at this historic forum, the Republican nominee for president of the United States will do what so many other American leaders have done.
I'm going to turn Mike Pence down. Pardon me for doing it. And I looked up Barbara Van Allen. We got her name from Mike Pence after she gave him a kiss and a hug. She's the president of the Economic Club of New York. And let me tell you, folks, the Waldorf Astoria, doesn't get any more trendy than that. And they've got their own room. It's walnut paneled with their name, the Economic Club, in gold. You know, on the wall, they've got their own room at the Waldorf Astoria. So this is Donald Trump scoring points at the very, very top of the establishment. Now let's go, and we'll go to Pat Buchanan, who talks about where Trump is scoring with the Pitchfork Brigade. We'll talk about that later in the show. Let's now go to Donald Trump at the Economic Club. Mike Pence is great, but we don't have time to do it all. Let's go to Donald Trump's opening remarks at the Economic Club. You remember, of course, Donald Trump in New York City. Is that his home turf or what? He's probably contemplated buying the Waldorf Astoria several times if he hasn't already bought it once or twice. Let's see here. Here he comes. All right, we're just about there. As long as I don't push a wrong button, we're going to be in good shape. Here he comes. Shaking hands with the big wigs. And we got a little break coming up as Donald Trump takes the podium. We'll be right back with Donald Trump.
Well, thank you very much.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to Donald Trump today at the Economic Club of New York in the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, 301 Park Avenue. And Mike Pence coincidentally used the same term for this club that I had used, coincidentally storied. One of the things that happens when you give a speech at the Economic Club is that questioners from the Economic Club are seated on the dais, pre-selected, and they ask, no holds barred, they ask questions of the guest speaker, who can also say anything he or she wants to say. It was an all-male club up to 1970. And as were so many, actually, nothing distinctive there. Here is Donald Trump. He's seated. He's finished his comments at the podium. Where I'm cutting right to, I think, the most interesting part where he's taking questions. He's seated in a big chair on the stage, and he's taking questions. Let me see if I can even skip to an actual questioner. Here we go. I'm just going to drop in the middle here. Who knows what he's going to say? It's safe to do this with Donald Trump because everything he says is so darn good.
Great cutting. Waste, fraud, abuse. But think of that word waste. I mean, with the penny plan, just a penny out of every dollar. Now, I know you can do that very easily, but we have to appoint people to head these massive agencies. You know, if they were companies, they'd be...
Okay. Let's see here. See what happened to my feed here. Something happened. Let's go back here. I'm going to backtrack. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go off the question session and to Donald Trump in the middle of his presentation. Here he is.
City plants, I mean, all over the country, they're shutting down. Remember what Hillary Clinton said. She wants to shut down the miners just like she wants to shut down the steel mills and shut down the steel workers, and we're not going to let it happen. We're going to put our great miners and our steel workers back to work. Energy reform is central to our plan as well. According to Heritage Foundation, by 2030, President Obama's energy restrictions will eliminate another 500,000 manufacturing jobs, reduce economic output by $2.5 trillion, and reduce incomes by $7,000 per person.
Per person.
And today you have workers, and I see them all the time, and I meet them all the time, and they're part of this massive group of people that have just come onto this movement. But you have workers making less money today than they made 18 years ago in real wages. They're working much harder, oftentimes because of the disastrous Obamacare that we're going to repeal and replace. Oftentimes they're working two jobs. So they're working harder, they're older, and they're making less. It's like me. I'm working harder than I've ever worked also. But these are minor. Nobody cares about that. That's something. Who cares about that? Hillary Clinton wants to go even
Classic
further.
Trump. Classic
and her plan
Trump.
Could cost the economy $5 trillion. A Trump administration will lift restrictions on all sources of American energy production. According to the Institute for American Energy Resources, this will increase the GDP by more than $100 billion annually. Add over 500,000 new jobs annually. Increase annual wages by more than $30 billion over the next 7 years. Increase federal, state, local tax revenues by almost $6 trillion over four decades.
Wow. Donald Trump, folks, he is simply on it in fine detail. Isn't that wonderful stuff, Paul?
And he's doing something that, you know, they were complaining about some weeks ago, that, well, Trump is very general, he's vague, but he's not. He's spelling out where he wants to go and how he's going to get there, and I think this is really solidifying his support.
Yes, it is. And that number, folks, if you didn't hear it at the beginning of the show, 6%. Our man Trump is ahead by 6% in the national polling. We got a little break here. We'll come back. We're going to talk about Pat Buchanan, who really shot off some great writing in the last day. Come on back and we'll get to your calls as well.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That's us, folks, the politically incorrect, the irredeemable, and the deplorable.
Oh, yes.
And proud of it.
Proud of it, yes.
Here's a caller.
Folks are misogynists.
We have here calling in one of our favorite xenophobes, Rob in New Jersey. Welcome, Rob.
Oh, hi, Jamie. Hello, Paul, George.
Hey, Rob.
I was looking up for some information about the electoral vote, since you were doing a count. And I don't know if you're aware, but if neither candidate wins the majority of electoral votes, then the House of Representatives votes for president, and the Congress votes for the vice president. And usually, according to the law, a majority of the states would vote, have voted or chose to vote by the who wins the popular vote. Now there's about seven states who choose to win the popular, who choose the president based on the popular vote in that particular state. And the other thing I hate to touch upon this, this was you talked about yesterday, was Trump's health and that report by the doctor, which was written at Lenox Hill. That's on about 71st Street. It's a good Lexington.
Okay.
71st or 77th in Lexington. And that is a good, very good hospital. You know, I was treated for cancer there 15 years ago. And the doctors were excellent. And, I'm still here. I don't have... it was in remission for all them years. So, what do you think about that? The states voting for the president in the case of neither candidate winning a majority of the electoral vote?
Well, we'll go to George and Paul, but just my peanut gallery thought, Rob, is that the good news. I mean, I don't know if you heard the news earlier when you were on the line that New Jersey's now in play, that Real Clear Politics and other sites are calling New Jersey not a safe state now. It's in play, which is wonderful. And New York may come into play here shortly even. So Trump leading by 6 percentage points just a few days ago, 5 days ago, he was tied. Then up by 1, then up by 3, then yesterday up by 5, today up by 6. What will it be tomorrow, folks? We'll be here tomorrow. And by the way, so I'm saying, Rob, to answer your question, that's interesting stuff in a squeaker election, but I think we're not headed for a squeaker. Let's look at where we'll be tomorrow when we are covering all this on the show. Oh, very exciting, folks. I'm glad I didn't omit this. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. in the morning, be there or be square, folks. Let's see. I don't know if the public's invited to this. Maybe not. Mr. Trump will hold a campaign event in Washington, D.C. at, are you ready for this? The Trump International Hotel. Please note, this event is not open to the general public. Ho, ho, ho! Folks, that's the old post office hotel that Donald Trump, his daughter Ivanka, is in charge of that project. It's done. They finished the hotel. Trump's already announced that. He said they're holding off on the grand opening for effect. For timing, and they think they'll do the opening in October. That's what he said several months ago. But the hotel's done. You're going to see it tomorrow. Make sure you watch this. Watch YouTube something. It'll all be there. Look at this hotel, the top five-star hotel of Washington, right there on Pennsylvania Avenue, a hop, skip, and a jump from the White House. Oh, my goodness. In this historic building, the old post office building. So that's going to be huge. We will cover that from the Trump International Hotel tomorrow at 10. Then he will then fly from there to Miami at 6 p.m. He will do an event at the James Knight Center in Miami. Somebody could look up how big the James Knight Center is. I get the feeling it might be pretty big. That'll be at 6 p.m. Miami time, which means we'll easily have all that coverage here in Central Time, in our show here. So we'll have both of those events for you. Then Saturday, oh my gosh, there's more, folks. Saturday, Donald Trump will be in Houston for the Remembrance Luncheon. Ooh, I know what that's going to be. Let me click on it. Oh, yes, it is. Donald Trump will speak to the families of victims of illegal aliens and their supporters at the Remembrance Luncheon. Ah. Wow, that is going to be spectacular. That's at 1 p.m. on Saturday in Houston. Same day, this man is a machine. The same day, he is going to be talking at Gent Centers of Colorado in Colorado Springs. That means he'll be stepping off of his plane and talking to a crowd there in the hangar, the big hangar with his plane right in front of it. So, folks, then just to go forward a little more, on Monday he's going to be in Fort Myers, Florida, at the Germain Arena. Tuesday he'll be in High Point, North Carolina, at High Point University. And the same day he'll be in Kennensville, North Carolina. So these are all swing states, but my goodness, tomorrow, the Trump International Hotel. Rob, I don't know, George or Paul, do you have a thought on Rob's thought it could go to the Electoral College and be a draw?
Well, that's not possible in a two-way race, as far as I can tell. Every candidate has, every state has to have a winner. If there are only two candidates, one is going to get a majority, is going to have a majority of the electoral votes. What might throw it into the Electoral College is if either Stein of the Green Party wins a state, and I don't think that's in the cards, or Johnson of the Libertarians, but I don't see where that would come from.
Can't happen.
And otherwise, in a two horse race, one's going to win.
Yeah, there is no, exactly. Neither candidate can win a state. So, yeah, Rob, I think we're safe. We're safe from that. And fortunately, Republicans do hold the speakership and control the House. So that's also
okay. I got one last quote from Trump's rally in Canton, Ohio yesterday, and he said, that's the internet. He captured the internet with this quote. He said that you used to be able to, used to be that the cars were built in Flint, Michigan, and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Now it's, you can't drink the water in Flint, and the cars are built in Mexico.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's his famous internet quote, and seems to be very popular.
And Rob, what you mentioned there harks back to what Paul said at the opening of the show, this amazing number. I haven't heard this, that Trump is now drawing 20% of the black vote, 40% of the Hispanic vote. That appearance in Flint was, it's a largely black city. And he was speaking before an almost entirely black audience very successfully. He had this great pastors meeting in Detroit of evangelicals and black pastors. Oh, it was a completely 100% black crowd. And Donald Trump just scored big with them. There were pastors up at the podium crying. They were putting shawls on him. And there's this amazing piece of footage apparently where a pastor is trying to make a presentation, is in tears, trying to give Trump something, and the network feed, CNN or somebody, you actually hear the director saying, cut, turn off the camera.
Jamie, I have a quick question for Rob.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Rob, you got to tell me the truth. Do you feel deplorable today?
Oh, I say, yeah, I am. I do. I feel very deplorable and irredeemable and expendable.
So, and you know what? Rob, did you hear me? Hey, Rob, have you ever met Rudy Giuliani in person?
No, I never did.
Okay, because, folks, Rob's right there in, sometime in New York City and right across the river in New Jersey. Boy, he's our man in man on the Hudson. You're our man on the Hudson, Rob.
That's right, and I'm going. A team of us are going to that debate on the 26th at Hofstra University.
Oh my gosh, we've got a live man at the Hofstra University debate on the 26th. Rob, that
would I'll give you my report then when I come. After the rally, and we're all looking forward to it, and
wow.
That's great. You can represent the basket of deplorables.
Yes. And they show the crowds, and everybody says, wow, we're going to need a bigger basket.
Wow. Yeah.
I like that. We need a bigger basket.
Well, hey, Rob, thank you as always for checking in with us.
All right,
thanks,
guys.
Rob.
See you.
Bye-bye. All right. Take care. Folks, if you're trying to call in, it's 512-716-1603 to get into the show. And let's see here. Another thing I want to cover, but Paul or George, if you've got a great article or something you want to cover, toss it in now. I'm going to go to Pat Buchanan in just a minute.
Don't let me steal your thunder. Let's hear about Pat Buchanan.
Okay, yeah. Let's go to Buchanan. And he is, I'll tell you what, he is inspired and on fire. Let me find his article here. Let me call it back up. I think I dropped it. Here it is. And if you want to look at these yourself, folks, Buchanan has been the columnist that has been most dead center in this campaign. It's at Buchanan.org. I mentioned Linda Mueller. That's his gal Friday. She even her name's on the front page here. Linda Mueller is the great researcher who is, if you want to figure out who to thank for these tremendous books like Death of the West and Suicide of a Superpower, Linda Mueller is that researcher, that person. Here we are at Pat Buchanan. He's got two columns out, and one of them is Trump is Pat Buchanan with better timing. And another one.
Pat Buchanan with better judgment, too.
Yeah, well, okay, that's true. Now, that's, by the way, that's not, that is not a vain title by Pat Buchanan. The title is actually, Buchanan simply quotes an entire article in Politico. Politico's headline is Trump is Pat Buchanan with better timing. And then, here's another call. This is another one from Trump, or from Buchanan. And that is Politico's top 50. Pat Buchanan is rated number 7 as the proto-Trump. So he's quoting Politico today. Buchanan is, and Politico is just saying that Pat Buchanan is really the proto-Trump. And here, I'll give you some of their rationale. This is the Politico writer is Jeff Greenfield. You've seen him on TV, I think. But he says, let's see, find something salient here. He says, if you're looking for the roots of Trump's political message, you can find yourself remembering the story. Let's see here. He says, there's a dose of Ross Perot. There's the anti-elitist scorn of George Wallace, not to mention several spoonfuls of Wallace's racial and ethnic resentment. There's the rallying of the forgotten, captured by Louisiana's Huey Long back in the 1930s. This is Greenfield writing, and quoted by Buchanan. But to a remarkable extent, just about all of the themes of Trump's campaign. Now remember, Jeff Greenfield doesn't like Donald Trump. All of the themes of Trump's campaign can be found in Buchanan's insurgent primary run a quarter century ago. The grievances, legitimate and otherwise, see, Greenfield doesn't like us. The dark portrait of a nation whose culture and sovereignty are threatened from without and within. The sense that the elites of both parties have turned their backs on hardworking, loyal, traditional Americans. And then I'll skip down a little further. In recalling the New Hampshire visits of 1992, Buchanan today remembers his political appeal in the context of the consequences of hard times that still seems to resonate in this year's campaign. Quote, broken families, guys out of work, spousal abuse, you saw all this back then. I was astonished when Trump picked up on this. He's talking about towns hurt, jobs lost, and he's running a conservative, populist, nationalist, America First campaign. So why did Trump succeed in leading a hostile takeover of the Republican Party when Buchanan's efforts came up so short in 1992? One overriding reason is that the times have indeed changed. When Buchanan warned of globalism and intervention, the successful Gulf War and the Christmas Day 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union weakened that argument. And he goes on and on. Those issues started maturing Buchanan now says. Now we've lost 55,000 factories. When those consequences came rolling in, all of a sudden you've got an angry country. We were out there, this is Pat Buchanan writing, we were out there warning what was coming. Now, on trade and intervention, America sees what's come. And so there we go. That's Buchanan today. We'll go back to your calls, and we'll listen to a little more Donald Trump speaking today right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks. When this war is over. And we've got just one segment left. We've got two callers, Jeff in Chicago and Bill in Wisconsin. Let's see if we can get them in this last segment. Jeff, you're on the air.
Greetings, my three amigos. I'm going to be real quick because I want the other guy to get on, too. We haven't talked about Hillary's body doubles. Maybe we can talk about it tomorrow night. But that I'll say it quickly. Sunday, that video of showing her getting in the car, stumbling in that, she had a certain hairdo, okay? 90 minutes later, she comes out of Chelsea's apartment. And I'm thinking, who is that? She's got long, stringy hair. She's got sunglasses on. And I didn't think about body double until I read a story. I don't know if where it was at on Breitbart.
No, I'll tell you what, Jeff, keep following this story. Tell you what, I looked at that picture of Hillary coming out of Chelsea's apartment, supposedly, and the puffy face that I saw, it actually, she had sunglasses on, blue sunglasses.
Right, and a hotter face.
And a puffy face. That you know what? It's funny that you say that, because I said, this doesn't look like Hillary.
Right. She's 20 pounds lighter, and she has no Secret Service guys even close to her. And the Secret Service cannot protect body doubles. So I just want to throw that out there to the listeners.
That's very interesting. I'll tell you what. You know, it's funny that you should say it, because I'm saying, I looked at the picture. It's like she's almost skipping. This woman's almost skipping.
Right.
And she's got the sunglasses on, you know. And then I thought, the cheeks, these are too wide. This is too puffy-faced. It doesn't look like Hillary. And I was trying to figure out, well, like, is she have water or something? Is she puffing or swelling?
Well, and also she has bacterial pneumonia. Why would she bend over and hug that little girl that ran up to her? Because she could have infected her.
Right, exactly. Wow. Jeff, stay on this body double story. Very interesting. CD's researching it. All right, thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Bill.
Yeah, I agree with Jeff. There's something up there. I would say if you cut out the ahs in your presentation, you could get three or more callers on and a lot more Trump. That's all I got to say.
Okay, Bill. All right, buddy. Thanks. Let's go to Donald Trump today. And by the way, Matt Drudge is now every day. Matt Drudge is just a Trump-a-thon at Matt Drudge, which is wonderful. And in this column that we were reading by Jeff Greenfield, he makes the point that another difference between Buchanan in 92 and Trump in 2016 is the internet. And that Buchanan's ideas couldn't break out so fast. And ideas could not be communicated from mind to mind so quickly. And that's a huge difference. Pat Buchanan was relying on the mainstream media to actually get his story out. A pretty hopeless task. Here's Donald Trump today in Laconia, New Hampshire. Just let's listen in for his other event today. Here he is.
Thank you very much.
This is a high school gym.
I have really good news for you. I just heard that the press is stuck on their airplane. They can't get here. I love it. So they're trying to get here now. They're going to be about...
Okay, we'll have to end with that. That was a good...
30 minutes late. They called us and said, could you wait? I said, absolutely not. Let's get going. Right? Let's get going.
Okay, folks, we'll end with that. Donald Trump at war with the press, as we are. We'll see you all again tomorrow night, Friday. This is James Kelso saying thanks for George and for Paul Fromm. See you tomorrow night.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.